Ciao. Just a quick note before we get started. We wanted to let you know that doors to our online Italian school are opening very soon.
We'd love to see you there. So if you think you might like to join us, click the link in the description to find out more.
Saying goodnight in Italian is easy. It's buonanotte.
Buonanotte.
But talking about the night in Italy can trip you up. Why? Because in Italy, the concept of night and evening is quite different compared to in other cultures. So in this lesson, as well as learning how to say good night and good evening in Italian, we'll share tips to help you use these kinds of expressions like a local and avoid the common mistakes learners make. Ciao a tutti e benvenuti. Hi everyone and welcome to Learn Italian with Joy of Languages. You know how we talk about early birds and night owls in English? In Italian, we say mattiniero and nottambulo.
That's me. I am nottambulo. Nottambulo, which comes from the word notte, night. I go to bed about 2 in the morning.
And I'm mattiniera, mattiniera, a morning person.
Which means you go to bed very early, too early. Let's listen to today's conversation. How many phrases related to the night and evening can you hear?
Buonanotte.
Come buonanotte? È presto.
Sì, ma ieri sera abbiamo fatto le ore piccole.
Le ore piccole. Abbiamo finito la serie a mezzanotte.
E stasera ho fatto festa con gli amici.
Ma sono le 10 e sei già a casa.
Esatto. Buonanotte.
Notte, nonna.
Let's break it down, I said.
Buonanotte.
Good night.
Buona.
Good.
Notte.
Night. In Italian, it's all one word, buonanotte. And this is our standard way to say good night. We say it when someone is about to go to bed or when you're parting ways at the end of the night. For example, sleep well, good night.
Dormi bene, buonanotte.
Or I'm going back to the hotel, good night.
Torno all'hotel, buonanotte. In Spanish, you can use buenas noches when saying hello at the beginning of the night. In Italian, it's not like that. We only use buonanotte at the end of the night.
And to pronounce it well, remember that the U is like a W. Bu. Bu. Buona.
Buona. Buona.
And in notte, there are 2 T's. So we make them nice and long. Notte.
Notte. Notte. Buonanotte.
Then Matteo says,
come buonanotte?
What do you mean, good night?
Come?
How?
Buonanotte.
Good night. This is a really nice way that Italians have of showing that they feel incredulous. So instead of saying, what do you mean? They just say, how?
Come?
Then Matteo says,
è presto.
It's early.
È?
It is.
Presto.
Early. And I have my reasons for wanting to go to bed early, so I say,
sì, ma ieri sera abbiamo fatto le ore piccole.
Yes, but last night we stayed up till the early hours of the morning.
Sì.
Yes.
Ma.
But.
Ieri sera.
Yesterday evening. More on this soon.
Abbiamo.
We have.
Fatto.
Done.
Le ore.
The hours.
Piccole.
Small. Fare le ore piccole. Literally, to do the small hours. This means to stay up past midnight, so 1, 2, or 3, because they're the small hours. Similar to the UK, particularly in Scotland, I think, where we say the wee hours of the morning. And an interesting thing to notice here is how I said ieri sera, yesterday evening. So even though I was talking about one or two in the morning.
Yes, for Italians, the evening starts at around 7 and it finishes whenever you go to bed. So we say things like le 11 di sera, le 11 di sera, 11 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah, so you only really say notte, night, to talk about the time when you're usually in bed sleeping, is that right?
Yes, everything else is sera, evening, for us.
And this is a common mistake that learners make. So they want to translate tonight or last night literally, and so they use notte, night. But if you're talking about a time when you're up and doing stuff, in Italian it's almost always sera. So last night is usually yesterday evening in Italian.
Ieri sera. Ieri sera.
For example, if you wanted to say last night I ate a delicious pizza, you'd say yesterday evening I ate a delicious pizza.
Ieri sera ho mangiato una pizza buonissima. Ieri sera ho mangiato una pizza buonissima.
Now we have a quick little favour to ask. If you're finding this episode useful, could you click the follow button in your podcast app right now as you're listening? This way you'll get notified when we release new episodes and it helps us grow so that we can continue to create episodes like this for free.
Grazie.
Next, Matteo said.
Le ore piccole.
The small hours. So Matteo repeats this because he doesn't agree.
Abbiamo finito la serie a mezzanotte.
We finished the series at midnight.
Abbiamo.
We have.
Finito.
Finished.
La serie.
The series.
A.
At.
Mezzanotte.
Midnight. Then I said.
E stasera ho fatto festa con gli amici.
And tonight I partied with my friends, literally.
E.
And
stasera,
this evening,
ho,
I have,
fatto,
done,
festa,
party,
con,
with,
gli,
the,
amici,
friends. And here you heard stasera, which means this evening. It comes from sta, which is the short version of questa, meaning this, and sera, evening. It's all one word. Stasera, S-T-A-S-E-R-A.
Stasera, stasera. And this is another example of how, for us, if you're out and doing things, it's always the evening, sera. It would sound very weird to use notte in this case. Even if you stayed out really late, it would sound weird. I would imagine you out with your friends in your pyjamas.
But in this case, I didn't stay out late because Matteo said.
Ma sono le 10.
But it's 10 o'clock. If you want to learn more about how to tell the time, check out episode 31. Then Matteo said.
E sei già a casa.
And you're already at home.
E.
And.
Sei.
You are.
Già.
Already.
A.
At.
Casa.
Home. For me, this means I already had a wild night out, so I said...
Esatto.
Exactly.
Buonanotte.
Good night. Then Matteo said...
Notte, nonna.
Night, grandma. This is nice. So sometimes Italians will just say the short version, notte, just like how we can say night in English. Let's listen to the whole conversation again. Buonanotte.
Come buonanotte? È presto.
Sì, ma ieri sera abbiamo fatto le ore piccole.
Le ore piccole. Abbiamo finito la serie a mezzanotte.
E stasera ho fatto festa con i miei amici.
Ma sono le 10 e sei già a casa.
Esatto. Buonanotte.
Notte, nonna.
In this episode, we talked a lot about how we normally use sera to talk about last night and tonight. Last night is usually ieri sera. And tonight is usually stasera. But we also have expressions with notte in them. For example, stanotte, literally this night. When do we use them?
Oh, yes, that's a funny one. You'll find the answer in our blog post for this episode.
You'll also find more expressions for greeting Italians in the evening and see everything from today's lesson written down and get bonus materials like vocabulary cards and a quiz. You can head over to our website by clicking on the link in the description.
See you next time.
Or as we say in Italian, alla prossima.